SBS Radio.
Inkjesta mis-Senat Awstraljan kienet qed teżamina l-futur tax-xogħol fl-Awstralja. Is-Senat kien mitlub biex jindirizza l-impatt tal-bidliet tat-teknoloġija fuq il-post tax-xogħol fl-Awstralja. Il-biża' li wieħed jew waħda titlef ix-xogħol minħabba t-teknoloġija ġdida qed joħloq ansjetà ġdida. Sam il-bidu tar-rivoluzzjoni industrijali fis-seklu 18, in-nies jinkwetaw dwar it-teknoloġija ġdida li tinħollu u li tista' ittelfilhom ix-xogħol. L-ekonomista Jim Stanford jiddedika il-ħajja tax-xogħol tiegħu billi jeżamina kif in-nies fl-Awstralja jistgħu jirrispondu aħjar għal dawn l-isfidi. Dr. Stanford imexxi ċ-ċentru tax-xogħol tal-futur Center for Future Work fl-Istitut Awstraljan f'Kembra. U joffri messaġġ ta' assicurazzjoni. Ix-xogħol mhux sempliċement ser jgħib.
You still need human beings, even to design and engineer, manufacture, install, operate and maintain the robots. They can't do it without human beings. So any process that involves automation and new machinery does have new work associated with it, as well as the jobs that could be displaced. And what we have to do as an economy is a much better job at matching people who are negatively affected by tech change with some of the new opportunities and options that are opened up because of tech change. If we can do that, then again, people will stop seeing technology as a threat and see it more as an opportunity.
Dr. Stanford jgħid li t-teknoloġija innifisha mhix il-problema. Il-kwistjoni hija kif l-Awstralja timmaniġjaha.
It's going to be hard to stop technology. I don't think any of us want to go back to a less technology-intensive world. But more importantly, I think it misidentifies where the problem is. And I think the key issue here is how we manage technology and whose interests technology serves, rather than trying to stop technology itself.
Il-futurista Ross Davis jgħid li minħabba li xi impjiegi jinħolqu waqt li oħrajn jgħibu, il-konċentrament għandu jkun li jgħin li l-ħaddiema jiżviluppaw il-kapaċitajiet u l-ħiliet tagħhom li huma uniċi għal persuna umana biex ikunu jistgħu jagħmlu dak li il-magni ma jistgħux.
As we see machine capabilities improve, we do need to focus on what is most deeply human about us and our capabilities so that we can both create and take these new jobs that are emerging.
Is-segretarju tal-Kunsill Awstraljan ta' Trade Unions Sally McManus state li għażla ċara biex ikunu protetti l-impjiegi tal-preżent u tal-futur hija li jissaħħu l-liġijiet fuq il-post tax-xogħol fl-Awstralja. Hija tgħid li idju fija fil-liġijiet tar-relazzjonijiet industrijali kienet ta' detriment għall-ħaddiema.
It's allowed employers to just find all these different ways of making a job that used to be a permanent job with full rights to a job that's insecure or casual or labour hire with very few rights. And so that isn't an issue of the economy changing, that's an issue of the laws or the rights that workers have changed. And so absolutely we can turn around the level of insecure jobs that we've got in our country by simply fixing those broken laws so that if you're working in a job and you're working there for long enough, you should get all the proper rights and protections that we used to have.
McManus state li tixtieq tara il-gvernijiet jaħdmu aktar fil-qrib mal-ħaddiema u mal-unions biex jippjanaw modi aħjar kif jindirizzaw l-impatt ta' teknoloġija li dejjem qed tinbidel.
Let's say there's a change in our energy sector and we're moving towards, say, renewable energies, and we can see that happening in some industries winding down and new ones coming along. Well, what should we be doing? First of all, we should be ensuring that we're planning for the skills we need. So that means training up young people, training up the existing workforce, planning to transition hopefully those workers into those new jobs. And these are really basic things that could be done to lessen the impact on workers, but also it's good for the whole country to make sure that you're planning for those jobs and you've got people with the skills who can do those jobs.
L-ekonomista Jim Stanford mit-ċentru tax-xogħol tal-futur jgħid li l-Korea t'isfel hija ta' eżempju tal-kollaborazzjoni effettiva.
rather than just giving out tax breaks and subsidies, they actually say, we're going to sit down and build, we're going to develop a world-beating smartphone or a world-beating automobile or world-beating home electronics, and we'll all contribute to that mission. And the proof is in the pudding because, again, the Koreans, like the Europeans, have just really eaten our lunch when it comes to real delivered innovation.
Il-website ta' xogħol seek tikkalkula li madwar nofs l-impjiegi eżistenti jistgħu jsiru bl-użu ta' teknoloġija preżenti. Sara McCartney mill-website seek tgħid li x-xogħol li jsir mit-teknoloġija ser iwassal biex ikun hemm domanda aktar għal xogħol għal dawk bi ftit kapaċitajiet u għal dawk b'kapaċitajiet kbar, waqt li dawk l-impjiegi b'kapaċitajiet medji ser jonqsu.
Technology enables people to remove a lot of these repetitive, automated, and not particularly engaging tasks and frees them up to do more intelligent, creative, and empowering work. And that's really the big shift we're on now, is helping, you know, employers, organizations, industries identify and almost break the shackles of where we've been in the past and go, imagine what we could be doing with our brains and our intelligence and our relationships and our interactions. How could we be progressing, you know, businesses and organizations forward now that we're freed up from doing a lot of this repetitive work?
Sejk taħseb ukoll li aktar kollaborazzjoni bejn il-pubbliku u s-settur tan-negozju u l-edukazzjoni għandhom ikunu ta' priorità. Sara McCartney tgħid li l-edukazzjoni online tkun fattur ewlieni biex tgħin lill-ħaddiema jaġġornaw il-kapaċitajiet u l-ħiliet tagħhom biex ikunu lesti għal opportunitajiet ta' xogħol fil-futur.
That's critically important as we move towards a world where lifelong learning will be essential, because the tasks we need to carry out in our roles and the technologies we need to use will continue to evolve rapidly. We need an education system that is dynamic and responsive. And I think it's fair to say that the education system we've been operating in to date, you know, has many benefits to it, but in terms of the delivery system, it needs to get up to speed.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.